And you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. It's your connection to local performances. Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Kelly. Thank you for joining us for today's program. If you heard the promo for today's show, I think even as late as 20 minutes ago, you will be expecting that I'll be talking with the wonderful Scottish singer Julie Fowlis, who is going to be appearing at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts in concert Sunday afternoon. In fact, we weren't able to connect. Her travel schedule is incredibly tight, and we had a phone conversation set up from her hotel in Rockville, Maryland, and various things conspired to give us all of about 3 minutes to talk, which wasn't going to work, so we've rescheduled that conversation for Wednesday when she will be in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'll talk with her then, and we'll air that conversation on Wednesday's program, and I'm looking forward to that. Perhaps I'll play something from one of her CDs as we come up. But also scheduled for today's show is a conversation which we are going to have with Martha Tyner, who is a member of the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra, which is a performing group of the McLean County Mandolin Society. They're giving a concert tomorrow night in Springfield, which we will hear details about coming up after this performance, which they just gave a few days ago, actually I think maybe about a week ago, and this is a tune called The Flying Wedge. It's the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra based in Bloomington here on Live and Local. Flying Wedge, which seems to be a mandolin orchestra staple. It was played by the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra just within the last week or so at a performance they recently gave. They're going to give a full concert tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church. I should say Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Church in Springfield as a presentation of the Prairie Grapevine Folklore Society. Again, that concert tomorrow night at 7:30. The Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra is the performing group of the McLean County Mandolin Society. And we have with us on the phone today from Bloomington, Martha Tyner, who's a member of the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra. And really appreciate, Martha, you're joining us on the program. And I wonder if you could tell us a bit about how long the group has been around, how one gets involved, and a bit about the performing group specifically.
We started, I guess, around 2002. We've had for quite a while an old-time jam session in Bloomington that meets every Tuesday night. And we had quite a few musicians, and mandolin players kept showing up. We ended up with probably three or four mandolin players or people who played mandolin in addition to some other instrument. And as we were playing, one of the people coming to that jam, who's Jack Kelgard, who's now our orchestra director, he mentioned classical mandolin music, which I had heard a little bit about. Not many of us knew that much about it. And asked if he thought anybody would be interested in playing any of that music. The big difference being, well, besides just the style of the music, that classical mandolin music is based on written music. You read scores, and it's written in different parts for the different voices of the orchestra. So several of us said yes. I was really interested, and then a couple other folks. And so we started just kind of playing a half an hour of orchestra music before we started the old-time jam. And then a few other people showed up who were more interested in the classical mandolin music than the old-time jam. And so the group grew till we branched off and started our own ensemble, just started playing for our own fun mostly. And of course, once you get a band, you have to find a name for that band, which is sometimes the hardest part of organizing. But we ended up calling ourselves the McLean County Mandolin Society and played that way for several years. Then one of our members, who is a local historian, discovered a newspaper clipping announcing, it was actually the wedding announcement for a guy in Bloomington named Fred T. Ashton, who was described as a well-known local musician and director of the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra. And that announcement was in the paper in 1895. So that was the first we realized there had been a mandolin orchestra in town before, so we looked into that a little bit. And we have a newspaper, it's actually an advertisement that was in a program of some special event. Anyway, advertising the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra, which is open to all high-class engagements, tea parties, receptions, private dances, and clubs. So we thought, well, there we are.
High class.
And we must be the renowned, revived, and revitalized Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra. But then we have all our various friends and relatives and some people who have played who, for whatever reason, had to move on or move away still acquainted with us, so we decided that that was the membership of the McLean County Mandolin Society, which is the larger organization of which the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra is the performing branch.
And
just
who,
to make a long story out of the whole thing.
Yeah, and who decides who gets in the performing group?
Anyone who wants to.
Oh, there we go. So some people, they probably are just shy enough. They want to play in the weekly meetings for fun and
right,
but we don't want to do beyond that.
And that could be so far. Well, there are 12. I got to think a second. Yeah, 12 of us in the current group. If anybody wanted to come play rehearsals and just when we had a gig, say I don't want to play that day, we're not going to kick them out. Certainly, as it has turned out, a couple people who are maybe less excited about performing, we just twist their arm a little bit, and it doesn't take much. I mean, you know, why practice and work up to it if we don't ever take it out into the world? So we're basically still, I count us all as friends, anyway, I think we all count each other as friends.
I would hope so.
Are playing for the enjoyment of playing more than becoming rich and famous as musicians, which is always a wise choice, I think. So we keep it fun, and it's important to us to never let it get so serious that it's not fun. But we also, so far anyway, have been a group that have all been interested in playing as well as we can. We're interested in, you know, working on our music and getting better and then taking it out in the world whenever we have the opportunity. Every high-class engagement that comes along, most of them at retirement homes and church socials and that sort of thing.
Well, let's give a listen to another sample of, I gather these tunes that we're hearing all came from a particular performance?
They did. A few years ago, a friend of ours, Ed Hawks, who is from Champaign, and he was doing a public access TV show he called Listen Up Illinois, and we taped one of his shows, and then he also posts, he did the show on public access TV in Champaign-Urbana, and then also posted them to YouTube. So we copied the tunes off the YouTube tapes is actually how we, tape is an archaic term, I know, whatever they are. It's how we got the tunes to you anyway.
Okay. Well, this is I think people will recognize this tune, Funiculi Funicula. Let's just give it a listen. It's the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra of the McLean County Mandolin Society. They're going to be giving a concert tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Church of Springfield. Martha Tyner from the orchestra is my guest here on Live and Local. I think you recognize that tune. It was played by the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra, who will be playing in Springfield tomorrow night. You can go hear them live if you like. If you want to get together with them, by the way, they rehearse on Tuesdays from 7 to 9, although tomorrow night, of course, they'll be at this performance at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. Martha Tyner is with me on the phone right now here on Live and Local, and I assume that if somebody plays mandolin and wants to join the group, they can just show up, or do they need to call ahead of time?
Sure, they could just show up. If anybody wants to find out more about it or get a hold of us, if you want to know, I guess my email is mtyner@iwu.edu. It's probably the best way to find out more detail or if they need directions.
So mtyner@iwu.edu, that's for Illinois Wesleyan University.
Right.
I know that the group has, we say mandolin, and of course most people picture this little plucked instrument, but there's also mandolas and mandocellos, and And what else? There's a bunch of different kinds of instruments.
Right, and that's what, as you were saying, any mandolin players want to join us, we're also always looking for the other instruments also. So basically we have the same family as the string family. The mandolins are tuned the same as a violin. The mandola is like the viola, mandocello. And then we do have a couple players who play octave mandolins. So they're tuned like mandolins, but an octave lower, and they play the same range as the mandola. And then we have a bass player. There is such a thing as a mando bass. There were round-bodied mandolin-looking, although they had single strings instead of double strings, bass-sized instruments. But we have in our group a bass, just a regular stand-up bass player, Chris Kaufman, who joined us fairly recently. It's been great to have her. Then we also have guitar. Jack, who is also a mandolin player, but mostly plays guitar when he's playing with our group. And so the bass, the guitar, and then some of our arrangements have a piano part. And so those instruments fill in the bass line and the underpinnings of the piece. So guitar players, we're always in the market for. We do have several of us play more than one part sometimes. We've switched back and forth, the first and seconds, and I play first mandolin, but sometimes mandola. And so it's kind of fun, you know, to switch around the parts, too.
So some of you, I guess, have collections of instruments, and you can sort of take your pick.
Right. The music's arranged for first and second mandolin, so there's two mandolin parts and then the mandola, cello, guitar. We have one piece that we play has a tenor banjo part in it. Jack fills in on that one. So there's some variety in the music.
So emphasis on the orchestra. I mean, really, fairly literally, the instruments,
right,
of the string section of the orchestra anyway, plus a couple of extras. The Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra will be at the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Church tomorrow night at 7:30 in Springfield. Martha Tyner is one of their members and is joining us here. It's a presentation of the Prairie Grapevine Folklore Society, based in Springfield, the Central Illinois source of traditional and contemporary folk music, storytelling, and dance since 1981, as they say in their biographical information. And let's go out with another live performance by the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra from that concert from Ed Hawk's TV show. This is called the Beer Barrelito, which I assume is just an adaptation for mandolins of this particular tune.
Right. It's a little bit Latinized version, I guess, of the beer barrel polka. We're not sure who came up with such a notion, but it's a fun arrangement to play.
And it seems to work. Thanks, Martha, for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you for the opportunity. Hope to see folks on Tuesday night.
Beer Barolito, an adaptation, obviously, of the Beer Barrel Polka, in a performance by the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra from a concert of some time ago. They're giving a full concert, their spring concert, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Church in Springfield. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois. Now featuring the new exhibit, The James Bond Theme, Music to Live, Die, and Love Another Day. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. We had originally planned and expected to have an extensive conversation with the Scottish singer Julie Fowlis. That's spelled F-O-W-L-I-S. She's on tour in the United States right now. And we failed to connect. Well, we did connect at her hotel today in Rockville, Maryland. But we ended up, she ended up having only a few minutes before she had to, between checking into the hotel and running off to a sound check. So we've rescheduled that conversation for Wednesday afternoon when she will be in Madison, Wisconsin. She promises to have a bit more time available. So we'll have that conversation on Wednesday's Live and Local. In the meantime, I thought I would share with you, particularly in case you don't know who Julie Fowlis is, something from her almost most recent CD. At least it's the most recent one that's available on iTunes as her full CD. It's called Uam. I am not going to attempt to pronounce the Scottish. Nearly everything she sings is in Scots Gaelic. I will, however, give you the translation of this one, which I thought was quite beautiful. It simply means Young Catherine. And I don't know who the other performers on here. There's a fiddle, there's a flute, and of course Julie's wonderful voice. Enjoy here on Live and Local, Julie Fowlis. Scottish singer Julie Fowlis. She is going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Program she's calling Music of the Scottish Isles. She was born on one of the Hebrides Islands, or at least grew up on one of the Hebrides Islands. That music came from her 2009 CD called Uam. As I said at the in the introduction, I won't try to pronounce the Scottish, Scots Gaelic, but it translates as Young Catherine. So I gather telling a bit of a story and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'll be talking with Julie Fowlis on Wednesday's show, though that had originally been advertised for today. And apologies for anybody to anybody who tuned in today hoping to hear her. At least you got to hear that little bit. Another interview that we have been trying to get, and it does not appear that it's going to work out, another traveling young musician, fairly young musician, who is really hard to catch, who is going to be performing in our listening area on Thursday. Her name is Allison Balsam. She's an English trumpet virtuoso, trumpet soloist. She has played with professional orchestras as principal trumpet, but has mostly been spending her time soloing around the world. And she'll be coming with a group called the Scottish Ensemble, as it happens, since we just heard a Scottish singer. And she's got three CDs that came out in 2012, and I thought I would sample, actually pull a couple of them off of one particular one, which is called Seraph. And somewhat in the spirit of the music we just heard, at least in mood, this is an adaptation by herself and Tom Poster of a Negro spiritual called Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. She's on the trumpet, and it says also Allison Balsam on accompaniment. I can't quite tell what instrument she's playing here, but I hope you'll enjoy this adaptation. played by trumpeter Allison Balsam on Live and Local. Trumpeter Allison Balsam, English trumpeter, I should say, who is a former principal trumpet of the London Chamber Orchestra and is now a soloist around the world, and she's coming to the Krannert Center in Urbana for a concert with the Scottish Ensemble. It's an all-Baroque program, lots of different composers represented on that particular concert, but I thought I would play a very different kind of music from a CD that came out actually in the same year as one of her Baroque CDs, which is called Sound the Trumpet, which has some of that music that will be on that concert. This piece is by a Russian composer named Alexander Arutunian. He was born in 1920. And this is his trumpet concerto, which shows plenty of virtuosity. Allison Balsam, soloist with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by, actually not sure how to say this conductor's last name. It's spelled R-E-N-E-S, Lawrence. It could be Reens, Rains, or something else. Allison Balsam here on Live and Local. Trumpeter Allison Balsam in the Trumpet Concerto by Alexander Arutunian in performance with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Lawrence Rains, perhaps not saying his last name correctly, in a CD that is entitled Seraph, named after one of the other pieces that is on that particular CD by James McMillan. Allison Balsam will be playing with the Scottish Ensemble, an all-Baroque program at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, Thursday at 7:30 in the evening. We have gone back and forth with her agency trying to get an interview with her, and had one scheduled at one point, and I got sick and wasn't here for a couple of weeks, and so that didn't happen and doesn't look like it's going to. But I thought I'd share those pieces that we heard, along with the spiritual earlier, from what's becoming a pretty extensive discography and with some variety. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. You will find thousands of used albums, plus CDs, videotapes, DVDs, and working stereo equipment at the upcoming Vintage Vinyl Sale to benefit Illinois Radio Reader, which is going to be Saturday, May 4th. There's a new site this year. It'll be at 40 East University Avenue in Champaign, just east of Seven Saints Restaurant and north of the Illinois Terminal. So that's in downtown Champaign. 40 East University Avenue, May 4th, the Vintage Vinyl Sale to benefit Illinois Radio Reader. On tomorrow's Live and Local, I will be talking with half of the duo of Matt and Shannon Heaton, the half belonging to Shannon in this case. They are going to be performing a week from tonight at 8 o'clock on the Piper's Hut Concert Series, which focuses on mainly acoustic Celtic music from around the world. That concert will be in downtown Urbana at the Independent Media Center. And I don't know that we'll get to play any of the CD, which I just received in the mail today. Shannon had promised to send this to me. It just came out a couple of years ago. We'll be hearing from their duo CD. In fact, Matt Heaton is on this particular CD that I just got here, which is called Shannon Heaton, The Blue Dress, and she is wearing a blue dress on the cover. This one just features her exclusively on flute, whereas their duo album called The Lover's Well has both of them on vocals and her on flute as well. Matt Heaton is the guitarist in this slow air composed by Shannon Heaton. She's on the flute, and she says the title is Nights on Caledonia Terrace, and she said it was written for rich, restorative nights of music and conversation with Gina, Kevin, Warren, Eleanor, and other dear friends in Goderich, Ontario. Not sure I'm saying that name right either. Matt and Shannon Heaton met in Chicago. They're now based in Boston. Here they are in Nights on Caledonia Terrace. There was a slow air called Nights on Caledonia Terrace. It was written and played by Shannon Heaton and accompanied on the guitar by her husband, Matt Heaton. They're going to be appearing together a week from tonight at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana for an 8 o'clock concert. And I'll be talking with Shannon on tomorrow's Live and Local at 4 o'clock. Hope you can join us for that conversation. I'm Kevin Kelly. Here is a calendar for today, looking at some of the events you can go see and hear live in our listening area over the next few days. It's the weekly good old-fashioned Hootenanny at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock. In Springfield tonight at 8, Matt Hill plays the blues at the Alamo. The Eastern Illinois University Wind Symphony and Concert Band are giving a concert tomorrow night at the Dvorak Concert Hall in the Doudna Fine Arts Center in Charleston, tomorrow night, 7:30. The Illinois State University Chamber Orchestra is playing at Kemp Recital Hall on the campus in Normal tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The University of Illinois Trombone Choir will be playing at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. The Parkland College Early Jazz Ensemble will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. It's Justin Zielhart, John Coppas, and Morgan Orion at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6:30. Actually, I've got a completely different spelling for Justin's last name and another listing, but in any event, John, Justin, and Morgan will be at Clark Bar tomorrow evening at 6:30. Plain Old Ed is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And it is Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma playing Santur and Zakir Hussain playing tabla at the Peoria Civic Center Theater tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. And you're listening to 90.9 WYL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Look at our weather forecast. Tonight, showers are likely. There's a chance of thunderstorms. The low will be around 47 degrees with winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation tonight, 70%. Tomorrow's chance, about 60% of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then showers are likely and a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. High temperature tomorrow expected to be about 62 degrees. Our current temperature is 65. Stay tuned for All Things Considered. It's 5 o'clock.